The end of the State of Oregon Extended Benefits Program affects hundreds of people in Central Oregon. Craig Spivey with the Oregon Employment Department says that WorkSource Oregon offers more help than most people realize.
What we do is we work with folks to get them connected up with food banks, with Department of Human Services and others that can help them more for the long term while obviously still trying to help them find work.
Spivey says you can go to the WorkSource Oregon building off of Highway 20 or log onto their website, workinginoregon.org. The city of Redmond hopes to cash in on an expected boom in healthcare jobs. An article in the Bulletin says thousands of healthcare jobs are expected to arrive in Central Oregon over the next 10 years as baby boomers age. Redmond has taken the first steps to create a medical district on the north end of town. A draft market analysis calls for the city to create a mixed-use business and medical district that could handle as many as 4,000 healthcare jobs. The 78-acre medical zone would be built around St. Charles Redmond, just south of the Walmart Supercenter. The city of Lapine plans to assume control of its sewer and water district by this summer. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has an update.
Lapine's new city manager, Steve Hassan, says it's an important step in the city's growth.
But I think in short order, you're going to see both of them as part of the city process. And that's just that's another step forward for Lapine in its transition from, you know, a rural settlement area to a city, to a full-fledged city.
The Lapine City Council plans to have former city manager Rick Allen head up the sewer and water district. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Oregon Congressman Greg Walden is firm in his opinion of Rush Limbaugh. The hotly debated topic of Rush's recent comments came up at Walden's Tuesday town hall meeting.
I would not have tolerated a host of my talk show saying about an individual what Mr. Limbaugh did. I just wouldn't, okay? And I've said that publicly. I'd say it here. I don't think it's appropriate. I also don't think it's appropriate what some of the liberal talk show hosts have said. I don't think... Look, I think it's coarse. I think it's wrong. I don't think it adds to the quality of the debate.
The audience was divided on the topic, but all agreed that everyone is allowed to have their own opinion. The League of Women Voters holds the third Senate debate between Republican incumbent Chris Telfer and challenger Tim Knope. Last night's forum dealt with several issues, from PERS reform to bringing more jobs to Central Oregon to working across party lines. Telfer says she has a reputation of working well with both parties.
And when we're vetting a bill and looking at stakeholders to find out how will this affect business, what input can I have on a consumer bill that will also be balanced with business? So I do work well with the other side.
Knope says he too has worked across party lines.
There's a constant drumbeat to try to raise taxes. Raising taxes is essentially a fool's errand.
The League will hold a candidates forum on April 18th. That one will be between Deschutes County Commissioner candidates Tom Green and Phil Henderson. A fire at Bend Research was limited due to the quick thinking of employees. A drum containing highly flammable liquid malfunctioned and burst into flames. Workers there were able to use a fire extinguisher to slow the fire's progress until firefighters arrived. The Tuesday fire did about $75,000 worth of damage to the building in Northeast Bend. A Wells Fargo spokesman says the problem of elder fraud will increase as baby boomers grow older. The bank hopes to tackle the problem by educating social workers, financial planners, police, and prosecutors. Ron Long with Wells Fargo says if all groups understand the process, they'll be more successful gathering evidence and catching the thieves.
A policeman can now go out and make an investigation knowing he had some financial evidence to support a possible case.
Long says the groups plan to continue working together to teach others how to spot the fraud and stop the suspects. And Oregon State Police say a stretch of state highway near Florence has been reopened after a state police bomb squad checked out a reported suspicious object on a bridge. A stretch of Oregon Highway 126 east of the Three Rivers Casino was closed for several hours last night. A police statement announcing the reopening said only that there was no report that the object was indeed an explosive device. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.